The lack of reliable childcare options in the Bristol Bay Borough impacts parents, children, employers, and the community at large. A group of residents is working on a solution. They now have $80,000 from the borough to develop a certified childcare center. Recently, Avery Lill from KDLG toured the room where they hope to house the program.
It is probably about 1,600 square feet and has very old carpet and old linoleum. And we are looking at doing renovating it and turning it into a safe and beautiful place for children to learn and for teachers to reflect on their learning.
That's Esther Pepin. She and her 7-month-old son Leo sit with me on the floor of an empty room in the Bristol Bay Borough School. Pepin taught kindergarten and pre-kindergarten in this classroom last year. But after Leo was born, she couldn't find available, reliable childcare.
I had to quit my job so that I could take care of my 7-month-old. I was a teacher, and I love being a stay-at-home mom. But when I became one, I realized that my story was reflected in people on a weekly basis. I would see public postings for, I need a babysitter, I have to go to work, I have a job, I have to meet my rent, and I need somebody to take care of my kid.
There are no certified child care centers in the Naknek, South Naknek, and Kingsowen communities that make up the Bristol Bay Borough where Pepin lives. In March, she and a group of Bristol Bay residents began meeting to discuss the problem, which they say frequently leads parents to quit their jobs or move away. Their solution? Little Angels Child Care Academy. The nonprofit has acquired a facility use contract to rent the room where Pepin used to teach. Sharon Thompson has been a part of the planning committee from the beginning. She recently turned down a job offer because she could not find reliable childcare. Thompson explains the vision of the program.
You know, the brain develops so rapidly during those first couple years of life. The potential for learning and the need for nurturing and safe and consistent care of children is just critical. And that's what we want to address. There's a lot of people who are struggling, and it's not just childcare. It's early childhood education.
In order to be licensed with the state of Alaska, the facility for Little Angels needs to be ready for inspection. So, on Monday, they took it to the Bristol Bay Borough Assembly meeting to ask for $100,000 in development funds. About a dozen business owners, parents, and childcare workers spoke in support of the program. Local resident Dave Lax explains how he sees the lack of childcare affect the community.
As an employer, we have 3 young people working for us now that all suffer from the childcare issue. And for a small community like us, I think it's a tough challenge to try to develop a childcare center that can support that need that the companies in town need to have to be able to hire people and provide quality jobs.
The borough approved a donation of $80,000. Carl Anderson, mayor of the Bristol Bay Borough, said after the vote that childcare is something the community needs.
Being a young parent myself, I know we had times where it was hard to find a babysitter or hard to drive all the way across town to drop off a babysitter. So I'm excited for other people to have the opportunity to get what they need.
Little Angels Child Care Academy still has a lot of work to do, but they look forward to opening their doors to their first 10 students on their target start date of January 1st, 2017. For KDLG, I'm Avery Lill.